In the studio today, we welcome into Compass FM, haven't seen him for a wee while, Chris Vandeleer from Pegasus Park Run. He is the coordinator. G'day, how are you?
G'day, Steph. It's great to be back. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And it's lovely to see you've brought a friend with you as well. So Max, g'day Max, Maxine Bennett. She's the run director. Hi, how are you?
Ah, atamarie, kapai. I'm very well, thank you.
Well done. Yeah, excellent. I should have, I've been practicing my te reo as well, so excellent. I probably should have actually said to you, ke te pehe koe?
Oh, ke te pai aho.
Ah, kapai. Excellent. It is, of course, Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori Language Week this week as well too. So, hey Maxine, I thought we'd, it's really nice to have you in the studio, so we'll come to you very shortly. Since it's spring, I guess the focus is on getting people out there, Chris, at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, you may have noticed that the weather's starting to improve and, you know, people are being a lot more active. Mm. We've got so many more great walkways and cycleways here in the Waimakariri district, and so many more people are out there. If you just take a drive or a walk, you'll see it every day. So we at Parkrun, we've noticed an increase of numbers of people coming through, and we wanted to support that as much as possible. So just a reminder, Parkrun is a, you know, happens every Saturday at Lake Pegasus in Pegasus Town. We meet at about 7:50 a.m. for a first timers briefing.
You're probably up at 5, are you?
Pretty much, yeah. and then the run walk starts at 8 a.m. We invite absolutely everybody to come and join us. You don't have to be a runner. You can be a walker, you can be a jogger, you can be in a wheelchair. Absolutely everyone is welcome. And what it is, it's a free 5K timed walk, run, or jog around the lake. Okay, what happens is after the session or after the park run, you receive an email with your time, and you can compare your time between the weeks. You have a profile page that you can log on to, and you can check how you are performing. So we just wanted to make sure that people knew that Pegasus Park Run was out there. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in the region, we do have park runs all around New Zealand. We have 42. Park Run started back in 2004 in the UK, and it's in virtually almost every country, major country that you can think of, Western country that you can think of. So if you're on vacation up in Auckland, there's several up there. Just here in Christchurch, we've got our own one here in Pegasus. But of course, down in Selwyn, we have the Rolleston Park Run, which is the Foster Park Run. We also have one in Hagley Park in the middle of town, which is the biggest one. And then we have the newest Trail Run Park Run out at Broad Park in Waimari Beach. So there's heaps of opportunities, and of course it's absolutely free, so you don't have to worry about paying a damn cent. All you have to do is turn up and we'll make you feel welcome.
Oh, that is wonderful. And it started off with a gentleman who was recovering from an injury, I think, Chris. Is that what it was all started from?
Absolutely right. Yes, it started in Bushy, in the suburb of Bushy, in London, by a man called Paul Sinton Hewitt, who was an ex-South African, and he was living in the UK at the time, and he started what they called the Bushy time trial, and it got more and more popular, and now we've got literally millions of people you know, signing up to Park Run you know, getting involved. Just here in our district, you know, we've got a very big following. We're averaging around 100 people a week at the moment. To date, we've had over 25,000 finishes at our little Park Run, which is really cool. Yeah. And then I'd say that our Park Run people that come, you know, that sign up for Pegasus, usually come on average around 8 or 9 times. So there's quite a bit of staying power. People really seem to enjoy it, and I think that's because of the social aspect as well. And
absolutely. So we'll come to you, Max. What are some of the benefits that you've found yourself as well for Parkrun?
Well, the most obvious is the side effect of exercise. So whether you're walking, running, strolling around, you're getting your heart rate up, you're in the fresh air, and all that has physical benefits for us, particularly, as Chris was saying, Pegasus Parkrun is on every single week, and if you repeat that activity week on week, those physical benefits really build up. For me personally, I get a real sense of achievement out of coming regularly. When I first started, simply doing 5Ks was the challenge. I just found it so good for my psychological well-being. I know that I've done something good for my body, the research that Parkrun has done talks about how, especially for those people that do attend regularly, they feel an increased sense of control over life and their destiny, I guess, and an increased sense of competency, which has ongoing benefits and affects other areas of your life as well. But like Chris said, the fact that it's a community event, we're in a beautiful environment at Pegasus Park Run. The bird life down there, the beautiful lake, it's so peaceful, even on a Saturday morning with 100 nutters running, absolutely, walking or strolling around. It's just so good for your mental health. It's very warm and welcoming, inviting kind of group of people. Everybody talks to each other. We chat before and afterwards, and as we're going around, and then we go for a coffee and a cake and a laugh afterwards at the Flat White too. So it's a very easy place to make friends.
Oh, and that's
in
great.
Addition to those physical and psychological benefits.
So, well, because it's social inclusion, isn't it? Really,
it really is. And you meet people in your community, and you make those links with people in, you know, that you might not necessarily meet in any other area of your life. And I really love that aspect of it.
Weekly catch up, or maybe you might like to use it as a training place if you're getting ready for something a little bit more competitive.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Too. At the moment, I'm training. I'm in a master's team for the Loban Road Relays, which is at the end of the month. So
fantastic.
I'm using it at the moment. Once upon a time, though, I came to Parkrun to walk around and to just get out and about and a bit fitter. Now I'm running relays. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so anything is possible.
It's nice to have those personal goals as well. Yeah. And it'll be such a supportive environment, like with yourself, Chris. You know, you see Max and probably the same. You know, you encourage each other, and it's just a really nice community.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why we do it. That's why we do it.
And you know, every Saturday, everyone's going to be there. Yeah. So if this week you can't go for some reason or you don't feel like it, you know, they're going to be there again next week.
That's the one. Hey, Chris, with it being springtime, what are a few tips to help us get fit, you know, get out there? And I mean, for some people, 5Ks, they'll be going, whoa, that's a really long way. What are some tips that you can maybe help to sort of maybe get over that mind field, I think?
You know, the biggest thing that's stopping most people from doing more exercise is their front door. We live in a fantastic area, and as I was saying before, we have so many new cycleways and walkways. There really is no excuse for us just to go for a gentle walk, and that's where it starts. It starts with just going out, going for a walk around the block. Now, we do parkrun every Saturday, all weathers. So what that means is that if you want to come along and you're not confident, you can walk partially if you want, and you don't have to do the full course. You can just, you know, perhaps not finish it the first time. But as you move forward, you'll become more competent. And what you can do is, once you have started walking a 5K distance, which sounds like a long way, but really it isn't when you're in a supportive environment, in a supportive social environment. What you can do after that is you can start walking and running, walking and jogging rather. What a lot of people do is they use the lamppost system. So they'll perhaps, you know, walk two lampposts and jog one, and then they'll slowly change that ratio over time. But we do provide an environment for people to come where they can measure their performance each week. It's timed. It's for walkers. And at the moment, we're trying to get as many walkers as possible. Our average finish time for our park run is around 31 minutes. We really want that average finish time to increase, not to decrease. We want more walkers to come and join us. We have a tail walker, so folks never come last.
Oh, good.
And then, of course, you know, we tend to finish, the last person tends to finish, cross the finish line about an hour after we've started. So you know, again, this weather's helping us, but if you're looking for a place to come you know, meet some like-minded people, then parkrun's the deal for you. Also, you can come and you don't have to speak to anybody if you don't want to. All you can do is just do the event and have the email to you, sent to you afterwards.
Just make sure you log in. So there is a system to get started. Is it registration?
Absolutely. Yep. So if folks go to parkrun.co.nz, then you can sign up and receive a free barcode. Bring that along with you, either a paper copy or a copy on your mobile phone, and we will scan that at the end of the park run. If you also want more information, we are on Facebook. We have Pegasus Park Run on Facebook. You can go look us up there too, and there's a heap of information and photos and so on.
And thanks for giving us a shout out on your page as well too. We really appreciate it, because as you know, we're a registered charity ourselves, so it's really nice to be able to support park run and the many organizations in our community.
Totally.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've actually just started walking around Lake Pegasus myself with our dog at night time, because it's been really good for my mental health lately. So I might just have to get up. And soccer's finished. Sorry, football has finished for the 12. The 12-year-old will tell me if she's listening. Tell me off. So that could be something I could look at doing now that I'm freer on a Saturday morning. I could. Are we allowed to bring our dogs?
You can. They have to. Only one dog per person on a really short, non-retractable leash.
Got you. Yep. So I have her on that, and I have her on a Holtie as well too.
Perfect.
Because otherwise she's like, oh, look, there's lots of people. So that'll be my next goal. So what time do you meet at Motuki, which is Lake Pegasus?
Yeah. We meet at 7:50 a.m. every Saturday. We do a first-timers briefing. So if it's your first time, we'll answer your questions. Then we do a run brief at 7:55, and then the event starts at 8 a.m. If you want to bring your dog, you're absolutely welcome to. We call them bark runners. And we always have a heap of regular bark runners every week too, so they'll have company as well.
And of course, prams.
Yes, of course, prams are allowed. That's we don't permit people to be accompanied by wheels though, so bicycles and scooters pose a hazard, but prams are fine, strollers are fine, wheelchairs are absolutely fine.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, Max. It's lovely to see you in the studio, and we'll see you at Park Run as well too.
See you next time.
And thanks very much. Ka pai tōra. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thanks, Steph.
Awesome.
Compass FM.